Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring, ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August the 28th, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today?
We are back here where we never, ever wanted to be, but here we are, regardless. But things are still good. So, Ray, before we get started, let me just do this real quick. It's going to take me a minute. I want to say to Barry and Celestia from Ivernus, Florida, that I got your package. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so, Ray, you got anything? You see anything out? Oh, put anything
nope.
in?
Nothing.
Okay. So, as you guys know, what we did put up is the articles about the coins, about the Lord Denoms, about what's going on TV, and that is the news. That's what's going on right now today. They are rebroadcasting the articles again. They are putting up about the coins again, the Lord Denoms, how it's going to work, and supposedly giving them some clue as to when it's going to happen, because I don't have a clue. Because I keep hearing in the coming days, I keep hearing what I'm hearing right now, that the banks have their people. Well, I'll tell you guys, Chicago, Wisconsin, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina have people at the exchange centers. Texas still does not, for some unknown reason. They have their people at the bank. Florida are at the exchange center and said they're waiting for the 800 number, like everybody else is, waiting for the 800 number and trying to see if it's going to come today, tomorrow, or whenever. Nobody's excited. Everybody is, well, I shouldn't say they're not excited. They're just still sitting there waiting because we know now is the time. It is being broadcast in Iraq. The UN is meeting with Iraq today, going to give out their report this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's supposed to be Baghdad time, 3 o'clock Baghdad time. They're going to give out a report. Let's see, I don't even know what time. What time is it over there? Oh, it's 8:09, so they already gave it out. 8:09, yeah. I didn't get anything from it, so... Other than that, there's more articles coming out again. The one I sent you guys said this should explain it all actually does explain it all if you guys took the time to read it. How the 3-0 notes are going to work, where the decimal points are going to be moved to, why the coins are needed, and even for the idiots or all of them that told you it was going to float and it was going to start at a penny or a dime and everything else. It does say it comes out with a flat exchange rate. So all the information is right there. That's why I sent it to you guys to dispel all that BS you've been hearing from those other guys. I know there's a lot of noise out there, but I get it. You guys send it to me, and I understand it. But again, when it's the same people every day saying that the Chinese are going to force it at 8 o'clock or tomorrow morning or Trump better do this. And for the 100th time, if you guys notice, Trump signed all the documents again last night. They're supposed to announce that the dollar is in the gold reserve every day this month. Which I'm sure one day is going to be. And there's a lot of different things. And people are putting out a lot of different reasons. I'm not telling you every day that's why. Every day this is going to happen. Or every day China says the U.S. better do this or that. I mean, all that's irrelevant because they've been saying it for months. I don't know what they're waiting for. The Treasury told me it could be any minute. It's all done. The banks say any minute because the Treasury told them it could be any minute. So everybody's sitting there waiting. But we know we're this close, and that's all we have to do is wait. There's no negative that I can see. The articles are positive. The news and the TV is positive to them, explaining it, how the currency rate's going to go up, how the exchange rate is going to go up, how their buying power is going to go up. All that is positive. We just don't know the moment in time that it's going to happen. But we're closer than we're closer than we ever been, but I know we were within 10 minutes. So I don't know if we're that close. I mean, one time we were within 10 minutes of it actually happening. But as far as public knowing that it's happening and the information that are out there, I guess we've had more information than we ever had. In that respect, we're closer than we ever been. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. First question. Buffy Dinar says, chat is hearing about military exchanging now. Has Tony or Ray heard anything to confirm this? No.
Heard nothing about the military exchanging now. And I know, again, that this one idiot has been putting it out for three nights or four nights in a row now that top military people are exchanging here and there, and nobody that I know of or that our people know of, which are military people, have anybody exchanging. And we have people giving us information, military family. Now, we know they did exchange in the past as they were leaving the country, and that probably still continues. But as far as military here in the U.S., base, locations, anywhere else in the world exchanging, no. Not that I know of.
Okay. Patty says, my husband, who has no name, is an over-the-road truck driver. Could you please play the birthday song for him? He listens to your calls. So to the husband of Patty and also Diamond Dinar, celebrating a birthday today. So we'll say happy birthday to Patty's husband with no name and Diamond Dinar.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. Now, Patty's question continues. When we give $15,000 to a person, can we give it to the husband and wife each, or is it $15,000 per family? Each. Okay. TNDR says, when you speak to an employer-employee relationship, for the benefits an employee may get, is this a formal structure of a company within a trust owned by that trust? Or is it that a trust structure can have a portion of it with named salary positions? If a company is formed in the trust, is that company suggested to be formed as a separate entity? Okay. No, the company that is created in the trust is not a separate entity. The trust is the entity. And because the trust has very, very, very limited liability concerns, there's no need for it to create the company and another entity for liability protection. The trust literally has none. Now, as far as the employer-employee relationship, the trust doesn't have to be a structured company. Anybody that hires somebody as a W-2 employee is an employer. Now, they may not be a corporation or anything, but they are a person that hires other individuals to work. And you can hire somebody, pay them a salary, give them benefits. They are employed by you. You would be the employer, but not necessarily have to be a structured company per se.
Okay, and, let me ask a question.
Yes, I was finished.
All right, my question is, I have ABC Trust, and now I want to open the Marshall Company to do business. So the Marshall Company is the employer, not the trust.
Well, yes, if you open Marshall Company.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to clarify right now. So the Marshall Company has to follow the guidelines set up by corporations for that state and federal guidelines, not the trust, because it's still a corporation. No?
No, if it's not a corporation, it does not have to follow by corporation guidelines. The Marshall,
I said it is a corporation.
No, but it doesn't have to be one. So that's what I'm pointing out. It doesn't have to be a corporation. It can be a sole proprietor if you want it to be. It doesn't have to be incorporated. And you want to name it the Marshall Company.
I understand I have those options. But right now, I was just going with the corporate option.
I was articulating for everybody else listening, that's where you were going. Because you didn't articulate that at first. And everybody tends to listen to what we say, how we say it, and expect that to be the written law. So I expanded on it for those listening.
All right. So now the Marshall Corporation, is what I'm saying, still has to follow the guidelines for the state and federal for corporations.
If it is a corporation,
the trust owns a corporation. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the
Marshall Company,
there's
no guidelines.
Yes, but the trust doesn't have to create a corporation at all if it doesn't want to. What would be its purpose? It doesn't need it. Most people get incorporated for asset protection. Well, the trust already has asset protection. It doesn't own anything, but maybe one thing. So this is where the advantage of the tool comes in. It can do the exact same things corporations do. It just doesn't need to be a corporation. It operates the same way. And if it only owns one single item and it has the appropriate amount of insurance for it, it doesn't need to be incorporated. It can actually act as a sole proprietor, even though it is an entity, but it doesn't have to be a corporation, thereby asking the state for permission to be in business. That's where the education. A lot of people automatically assume they have to do these things that you are asking as an example, and I'm making sure they understand that they don't have to do that.
All right, but I think the question,
But the question started off with just an employer-employee relationship, and you don't have to be a corporation to be an employer. You don't have to be a structured company to be an employer. You just get an EIN number and tell the IRS, I'm going to hire people. Boom, you're an employer. You might hire people just to come and work in your house. You're not a structured company, but you have employees, and you're paying them benefits. That's how simple this can be, but a lot of people miss that because they only mainly identify with what they are used to seeing. And what are they used to seeing? A structured company. A corporation, the examples you gave. So it's good that we brought out both sides.
Right. I think that's what they were asking, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Spirit says, I purchased them 500 million notes, 2008 AA, for 50 cents at an international festival, which sold other currencies but not IQD and VND. Do you think I will be able to exchange these notes that I paid 50 cents for? The 500 million Zen notes? Do you? Do you? Do you? Tony says
no,
yes, and Ray says no.
I have no idea about the notes because I haven't seen them or from, so I don't know how authentic they are. We all know there were some fraudulent notes out there being sold, both of the dinar and the them. So I can't really answer that question for you because you bought them somewhere. Okay, I don't know where you bought them at. Now,
but
is the bank saying they're going to take the 500 million notes? They absolutely are saying they are going to take them. Is the committee guy saying they are not? He's saying they are not. So we're going to wait till we walk in the bank and see what happens.
But Ann Spirit, don't you do anything with those notes. You hold on to them and wait and find out.
Walk in the bank and see what happens. Put them
right
on the desk. Stay here. Let's see what happens. All right.
All right. Big D2 says, since the bank workers are waiting for us, why can't they take us in and give us SKRs as they have done to previous customers?
Because the bank workers aren't the bosses. They don't decide when we can come in, when we can't. They're just doing their job, which is showing up on their job, sitting down at their desk, and waiting for the phones to start ringing. Believe me, if they could make that decision, they would have already. Now, is what you're saying being done? Absolutely. People have gotten SKRs, the ones that were lucky enough to get in, have gotten loans and promissory notes and everything from those SKRs or using those SKRs as collateral. But it's just like anything else. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And if somebody got you in there, could make that happen. Yes, there have been some people fortunate enough to have that happen. We know it for a fact. But not me. Not Ray. And not you, I guess. But there are people that are doing it for. They're not going to do it for everybody. It's just not going to happen. Sorry.
What's next, Ray? Okay. Tapper Lee says, Tony, a few weeks ago on a call, someone asked if Iraq was holding this up. You gave a very different answer than you've given before. You said they had asked to be able to celebrate in country for 3 months before it went live. Given the banks aren't exchanging high-end customers for SKRs now, do you think this may be happening and why they're not going to the bank?
No. And I'm pretty sure I never said they were asking to celebrate or have this for 3 months. Because the most I ever heard they wanted was 3 days to themselves first before it was announced, not 3 months. Second of all, some people do have it. Like their cards are working for them internationally. And I know you guys want me to explain to you how that works. They set it up with MasterCard, Visa card, so that it's working for them outside of Iraq. And I told you again, it was Iraqi citizens who had contracts with the government who it was working for. So it was very specific. Iraqi citizens who had contracts with the government is who it's working for. Not everyday citizens, not American citizens that have contracts with Iraq. I tell you specifically who it's working for. As far as the people over there, they're waiting, just like we're waiting. They keep hearing in the coming days. They keep asking what's the coming days, 2 to 5 days. Was explained what's the coming days. It's been well over 5 days. It has not happened. but they keep saying it's coming. They keep advertising every day what they've been doing for the last week, every day on TV, about the coins, about the lower denoms, how they're going to work, why they're going to work, and how the financial system is going to change. So my only thing is, I guess when they stop broadcasting on TV, it's going to be here. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. So the first thing every day, I think, is it on again today? Yep, it's playing. It's on the financial channel. It's on, they have an infomercial. They're still doing it. Okay. Because I figure when it's, they stop doing it, it has to be here one way or the other. That's the best I can tell you guys. I can't make up stuff like the other guys do and tell you this and that. And, you know, the general got paid 10 days in a row and he ain't got paid at all. Or the admiral, or people are being paid out when nobody is, or a whole bunch of mess that I hear constantly all the time. I can only tell you what it is, why it is, and what's being said right now today at the bank, what's being said right now today overseas, what they're looking for and why they're looking for it. That's all. I can't tell you why it hasn't gone. I wish I could. But hold on. I might be able to. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on, Ray. All right.
Okay. Guess he's checking for some information. Let's see.
Okay.
Girl's birthday is today also, so she wanted me to make sure I mentioned that. Since Tony told me to hold on, I decided to look at her text message. Why did I make that mistake?
Who?
Anyway.
Whose birthday?
Cheryl. She wanted me to know it's her birthday today, too. So.
Okay, so I'm going to do something that you guys really, really don't like. And I did just get an update, and they did just tell me that I could not broadcast it over the phone, so or over the call, but I did just get an update, and I am excited.
So we can hang up?
So, actually, we can if you want to. Anyway, we'll see. But unlike okay. other people, I'm going to share it with Ray so he can have the same guilt that I have about not telling her. Just so you
I was just checking to see if it came to me anyway. But
nope. But I just sent it to you. All right.
Okay.
So let me do one more thing real quick before we get into this.
All right.
Okay. I just wanted to say that we lost another Denar member last night, and her son-in-law just let me know this morning that Pastor Ada Brown, she passed away last night. So we're sorry to hear that.
Mm.
Condolences to the family.
Condolences.
But, I did want to share that, everybody. Pastor Ada Brown is Bishop D's mother-in-law. She did pass away last night at Chris Hill. So condolences. All right, let's go, Ray.
Okay. Oh, you know, while we're on the subject, one of our classmates, you remember Tony Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife died yesterday in a truck driving accident. So I want to make you aware of that. Lou Angeles. Yeah. Lou Angeles says, I am hoping the committee guy will let us open an account with Denars at his bank and give us an advance before the RV. Can you see if that's possible? I can trust him based on his background.
That was a good laugh. Okay. No, that's not possible. for a couple of reasons. Well, I don't know. Anyway, do you guys even know where the committee guy is? Did we ever tell him that?
No.
Oh. All right. So he's out of the country. So, okay. All right, let's go to the next question.
Sunstar says, when giving a tax-free gift of $15,000 or less, is it free and clear from collection if that person owes any bill collector or the IRS?
No. Yeah. Yes, it is.
No,
it
isn't.
Free and clear of collection. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
How is that going to happen?
They
I'll tell you what.
$15,000 in a brown paper bag and go hand it to them.
Okay.
Now, how are they going to collect it? Now, if they have a lien on their
they
bank,
they still have a way.
They're going to take the $15,000, okay? If you transfer something other than that, if you put cash in their hand, can't nobody take it from them. Anyway.
Okay. As long as you keep thinking that, then.
But, okay. But if they have a lien on their bank account, everything that goes in that account can be taken away.
That's right.
So I can tell you that.
But you know that old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat. But from the traditional measures that you're addressing, then the answer would be no. Or that, yes, it is free from collection from the traditional methods of if you, as long as they don't put it in a bank account. Number two.
That's right. I'm going to say, anybody want to give me $15,000, I guarantee you they're not going to get it. So anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Number two. Do you know what the average percentage fees or percentage range would be for a financial advisor or wealth manager? Sunstar, you've been on the open mic this morning. Anyway.
No,
so,
I don't know. You can call the bank and ask them, though, instead of me giving out bank information. And I'm sure it ranges from how much you have, and how much of your account they're handling, or how much you negotiate their fee to be. So, no, I can't give you a number and say it's a 0.25% or it's 5%, which 5%, I certainly wouldn't be doing business with them, transaction fee or anything close to it.
Okay. Number three from Sunstar. With the dong value being so low and rising to 47 cents or above, do you see the dong going back down to where it is now in 30 days or less after it revalues?
No, I never see the dong going back down to where it is now, and especially not if it revalues at $2 or even at 47 cents. I do not see it going back down to where it is now. I don't. Now, I was going to say I don't have a crystal ball, but I guess I do. But it's just not working all the time. So, but I do not see that in the future where it drops back down to this rate. The whole thing with the dong, the zim, the real, all of them is to reset the global currency market, to even things up. So it wouldn't make any sense for it to go up for a day or 10 days or a month and then go right back down where it was at. That defeats the whole purpose of doing this. It has to hold a new rate that is higher than today's rate and sustainable. Okay.
All right. Doctor of Stewardship says, if Parliament requests 90 days to have their coins in circulation before the RV, would we have to wait to exchange then?
If they requested 90 days to have their coins in circulation before the RV, there wouldn't be any RV until the 90 days was up. Now, having the coins in circulation for 90 days would be 3 months of worthless money nobody could use. Nobody can use the coins at the present rate. The ones or the twos are worthless at the present rate because they would be equaling less than a penny. So your scenario is not possible.
Okay. Or iffy, I guess that's how they would be pronouncing that. IFY. Regarding the 500 million ZIM note, number one, Tony made quite a comment a few conference calls ago, something to the effect that the 500 million note may be a dark horse. Summarizing, might Tony say a bit more about the 500 ZIM notes and why he might be thinking this way? I would recommend not, but it's your choice.
Okay, let me tell you guys this, just so you know. When the dinar was coming out, when I first heard it was going to be $3 and something, and I thought it was absolutely crazy. All right, absolutely crazy. Until I looked it up. Got more acquainted with it and said, okay, this is history repeating itself, which happens all the time. Great. But then when I heard that the dinar was going to be, let me see here. How do I say this? All right. So the dinar at some level, so I'll just go ahead and tell you guys now. Was exchanged at over $100 at some level. Let's start. And then it was $90, then it was $70, then it was $56, which all of them I thought was absolutely crazy that that could happen until it was confirmed to me by some people. This did happen, this would happen. And then that the contract rate was going to be $28.50. I was like, that's just ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous back then until I got a copy of the contract. And then until my Treasury contact confirmed, hey, this is how it happened. This is why it's that rate. And I was like, man, this is ludicrous. I mean, really, this just don't make any sense. And then in the contract, you guys don't know, after they took all their fees, that what they had to do, it came out to like $18. $19 is what that group is actually going to get based on the contract that they signed, where we now are actually going to get the $28.50. So it did work out, but it was just, I mean, it was weeks. I was like, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But now the banks are telling me not only did it not make sense, but we're doing it. Been doing it for a while. And I'm saying this to say that the banks are telling us that 500 million note is going to come out at such a ludicrous rate. The Ray don't even want me to tell you guys. Because they're saying that don't make any sense. And the guy's saying, I'm telling you, this is the rate for that one note. And all I will tell you guys is, supposedly, it's worth more than the 100 trillion note, which doesn't make any sense to me. But that's what the banks are saying. So I'm not going to give you the amount. I just gave you everything you need to know. Supposedly, it's worth more than the 100 trillion note. I don't know why. It's less of them in circulation or something, but it just doesn't make any sense. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
I don't believe it. Not one iota, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. It's crazy. It's crazy, but hey, I wouldn't throw it away if I was you. I'm telling you that.
Number two says, if we cannot afford to buy Dong, would the ZIM be the next best currency? As a speculation, of course.
Okay. How can you not afford to buy Dong, but you could buy Zim? Zim is currently selling at $100 a note. Dong is selling at $39 per million. So how does that make sense again? Okay.
All right. Now, the last two questions about the update you got. I'll just read the last
one.
It's similar. So okay. Since Tony cannot tell us about the update, can Ray Ren 98 tell us? Well, yes, I can, because nobody's fooled me to secrecy not to tell it, but I'm not going to. So now, let's go to the live callers on the board. 916, area code, you're first up.
I made it, huh?
Hey, top of the list.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Hey,
good morning.
So with the update, should I go and buy some more, Don?
I think you should buy some every day that you got $39 in your pocket. But that's up to you. But I would. I mean, if you ask me what I would do, I'm not telling you what to do, but if you ask me what I would do, I'd be buying as much as I can buy.
So, do you think this is going to be done before the 31st or by the 31st, or is it going to go further?
I don't know. I'm hoping that it's over with. That's what I'm hoping. And I think I told you guys to start the call before that they were sitting there and they said they're waiting for 800 numbers. Now, I would get excited about that, except they've been sitting there. I mean, literally, one bank, and I'll tell you, it's one of a tier one bank, has not let their people go home in 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks since they've been home. They've been making them come there every day, sit there, and been putting them up in a hotel. So, and they said, we're just sitting here waiting for the 800 number. They won't even let them go back to their station. Now, there's other banks who reported in to the exchange location this morning that are doing the same thing. So we're just sitting there waiting for the 800 number and you guys to come in. Now, if they hadn't told me that yesterday, the day before, and the day before, I'd be a lot more excited than I am today. But I know the news and the information says, you know, this could happen at any moment. And when I'm getting it from the Treasury saying it could be any moment now, and the banks are saying any moment now, and overseas they're saying we had a meeting at 3 o'clock. I don't know what happened at the meeting, but it could be any moment now. Then we're going to wait and see what happens.
Okay. So now as far as the information that we got on the banks, is that a significant value? I mean, you know, is that, you know, that J.P. Morgan is higher than Wells Fargo? Does that make any difference, or is that a factor?
It doesn't make any difference because you're going to go with who you want to go with. And I just want you guys to have the information so you know when you're dealing with banks, it gives you more information or more information to make your decision who you want to go with, what their capabilities are going to be. That's the reason I send it out there to you. When you're sitting across from somebody and you can say, hey, man, I know you guys are the number two bank in the nation and we can do this or this, or I can go with number one. And this is who it is, and I know that because, you know, I did my homework. I looked it up. You need something to bargain with. You just got to know how to use it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that your update will cause you to give us a call later on or something today. If not, I guess we'll be looking forward to talking or listening to you guys and talking to you on Friday. Thank you for everything.
All right, thank you.
Well, I sure hope I ain't talking to you on Friday, but if I have to, okay. Okay, all right.
Okay, 850, area code, you're on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good afternoon.
All right, super fantastic. How are you?
That's what's up. Glad to be off the ship. Just chilling, trying to, you know, figure, hopefully catch this RV before I go back out. So my question
you're
is...
You in San Diego?
Nah, I'm in Norfolk.
Oh, Norfolk. Okay.
Yeah, I was in San Diego a few years ago. So my question is, have you heard any more about the Article 140 implementation? Do you think that has anything to do with the holdup?
I think it was told to me during the last meeting they had an agreement. It just wasn't announced. But they do, in fact, have an agreement for 140 and HCL. It just wasn't announced. Again,
okay.
Why are they holding it? I can't tell you. But I suppose it's done.
All right. And then my second question, this is a question that probably everybody's asking, thinking, but, you know, may not ask. I mean, and they kind of asked Ray in a roundabout way. I know you can't share with us exactly what you were told. Can you give us a subject or a topic of what it was about, other than the RV in a blanket term?
Yes, it was about when I was supposed to receive the 800 numbers.
Okay,
but we'll
cool.
see.
Right.
We'll just see what happens.
All right. All right. Appreciate it, John.
All right. All right.
So,
now okay. You leave nothing for CIA to ask, but go ahead.
All right. 610, area code. You are on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me hit it again. There we go.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Hey, G-Man, I'm going to go ahead and get that pink slip out to you, but I'll have to call you and tell you what date to put on it, though.
Okay, that sounds good right to me.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
360, area code.
Oh, my God. Ray, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good morning. Man, the question.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Well, God, I'm on cloud nine. I mean, not just because my Yankees won last night and I got to see most of it.
Oh, okay.
But I just, it's saved me my first question, Ray, which actually was going to be directed at Tony, that in his heart of hearts, were you going to send out G-Man's pink slip? And, of course, followed up by, do you feel bad because he came on so early in the call because you missed your break?
Yes, I do feel bad. And I don't know why Ray does that all the time, but yes. But go ahead.
He's your younger
brother,
right?
I have to get them in the order they come in. He was next in line.
Well, then, although I think I know what the answer is going to be to this, Ray, could you put me back in the queue and let CIA lady talk first?
If you want to take that chance, you'll be out at the bottom.
Well, since you bring up the word chance, that makes me hesitant. So I guess I'll proceed to my second comment, which, at least I think that was only one comment. My second comment would be to go out to Danny in Dallas, because, Tony, you made me feel bad the other day when you said, gee, what about Danny? And I, you know, I'd been muted, so I was shouting into the phone, but it didn't do any good. I mean, by the fact he's talking, I know he's breathing, and so I know that I don't have to remind him of that. But that heat down there in Texas right now appears to be stifling, so I'd say spend more time talking to your mother in the air conditioning and then go out. So just share that with Danny if he gets on. Tony, in your heart of hearts, you think that the subject of that conversation that you had, that you can't tell us about other than the fact it was had something to do with the 800 numbers, that we will hear about that before the sun goes down here on the West Coast? Don't compromise.
Well, no, I'm trying to say it's a possibility.
But now, does that bring
anything
up
possible
or probable?
No, I'm just gonna say it's possible. I don't know how probable it is. I'm just saying that because, you know, a lot of stuff I've heard before. And I'm not really getting skeptical of what I'm hearing. It's the timing. I'll tell you guys what I told him this morning. Actually, you guys are not going to believe this, but I said, okay, I know where everybody's at. I know where Wisconsin is, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida. But I know where Texas is at. So I said, when Texas does the right thing, then I can feel really excited. Because they're the only ones that are just on left field. You know how Texas usually is. Left field, ass backwards. I mean, backwards, upside down or something. So when Texas gets straight with everybody else, then I can start feeling good. So I'm waiting to receive a call. Well, Texas had to go report in before I get too optimistic.
That's fair. That's fair. I can't really argue with that, I guess. I guess in my last question, which there'll probably be a lot of folks be glad to hear that me say that last question. Are there, and I don't recall if I've asked this before, but I'm 7 years old, so I think I got reason for it. Is there an exchange center in Washington State that you know of?
Oh, yeah. Right outside McCord Air Force Base.
That's what I thought. I said that yesterday. Wonderful. Okay. So that's a good possibility. Well, let's see. I said my dues to Danny. I paid my respects to G-Man and hope like heck he gets fired today. And all in a brand new and optimistic world. And I know that optimism runs hand in hand with your brother and you, Ray.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks. And I mean, after all the stuff that came up today, and man, there was a ton, I would have to think that bottom line is that we're closer than we've ever been. And when we were on the one-inch line way back when, that that can be even made smaller now. And my best to you both and the brothers Renfro, and I just say thank you much. And I really hope we have a call later today. But if not, like always, I'll look forward to Friday. And because that's your second favorite day, right, Tony?
Yeah, that's my second favorite day right here. So
I mean,
we'll
this
see
one.
What happens.
for this. Okay, gentlemen, keep doing what you're doing. You're the best. I appreciate it. Have a
all
great
right. Thank all you, right.
sir. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the fact. Of all the nuggets here, and thank you 360 for your kind comments. With respect to the commentary that you gave to 610, I'd like to do a follow-up on that, that you, Ray, had said that you would be able to give 610 that date in his pink slip. Are we going to simultaneously be given that date via chat or whatever so that we know that?
No.
So
that's
just
the call center is when I get to it.
So, but the info is only going to be between you and 610 on his pink slip date.
Well, sure. I don't think he would want that being made public. Everybody finding out at the same time. He would want to know it first when he's being let.
Mm-hmm.
Most people.
610,
oh,
he's going to get deluged.
He's going to get fired? Is that what you're saying? You want it to be very public that he's fired?
We're all rooting for him to be fired, as is he. So, just as a prospect here. So, a little bit more serious note here. Earlier in the month, Tony, you in somewhat cryptic code language kept saying Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. And yesterday was like the third of the Tuesday sequence. Of the things that you had been expecting on those Tuesdays, on Tuesday, by Tuesday at that point, how much of that stuff actually transpired? And are you in a position to at least tell us a little nugget of what maybe you were expecting on yesterday time frame, seeing how it's past tense now?
Well, I'm always expecting for the RV to happen, for the 800 numbers to come out, for us to start going to the bank. I know, again, Tuesday is a great day because of the banking industry itself. The 13th and the 20th, because those were dates I was given specifically, if it's not on the 13th, then by the 20th, this should be all over because that was the schedule. Is that I'm seeing the schedule. So this is what is scheduled to happen. We're bringing all the people in. They brought in the people in every state, every bank. They brought in the exchange centers. Like, okay, because that was on the schedule. It still didn't happen. So, and that is the problem. And so, as I told you, one tier one bank, they're just not letting their people go home. They're just keeping them the whole time, not letting them go back to the bank, putting them up in the hotel. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're actually bringing their families into them on the weekend instead of letting them go home so they don't run into anybody. I mean, that's how serious they've been taking it and think it really is. So the other guys just keep seeing, you know, this is what the memo said. This is what the memo said. The good thing about memos is I get to call each state and see that they get that memo or each bank and see that they get that so they can give me more confidence in the memo that is not in one office but is going nationwide. So now I know things are happening. And even like today, I'm good with everybody seeing this is where we're at except for Texas, and they're saying, no, we're not there. Well, I would tell you guys something that's really, really, I guess it's important and it's bad, and it's remarkable. I mean, remarkable. Texas, unfortunately, has always been ahead of everybody else as far as they left in October, said we're not coming back till January, and they didn't. When they left in January or first part of February. They said, we're not coming back until April because it's not happening. And they didn't come back until April when everybody was getting ready to do it. And then they bring them back even last week because when everybody was coming back for the last 3 weeks of the month, Texas wasn't. So when they came back last week, they're like, I'm saying, okay. They evidently know something everybody else doesn't, because they're not paying these people for all these wasted days or all this wasted time of bringing everybody in and sitting them there. They only do it when they think it's actually about to happen that day. So that's why, again, I said when they call Texas in, I get a little bit more excited.
But my notes are saying, and you just referenced it there, Texas is not at the moment at the exchange centers, as you and I
are
speaking right now.
They are not.
But things can change.
Things, and that's what they said. Hey, it could change. So I said, call me if they have to go in this evening. Or if they get to go in, they're going to call me and let me know, okay. And then I can say, now everybody's on the same page. Now I get a little bit more excited when that happens. So, but most of the nation has been notified of a go time or window, I guess, with the exception of Texas.
Okay. And you're not in a position to say the window parameters, correct?
I am not, because they specifically said, do not say this on your show. So I said, okay, I won't.
Okay, and I'm not going to press you for that. But I will give you a piece of news just with respect to the fact that the UN, anyone that has access to the UN operational or the UN website, the report from the UNAMI report that was given this morning, that was 3 p.m. Iraqi time, 8 a.m. Eastern, is now out there, and you can see what the UNAMI rep was saying. It's about a 16-minute post that's out there on the UN site.
Was it good?
I just spotted it myself, and it was, do I listen to the UN report or listen to you? And so I'm listening to you guys, and when the call is over, I will go listen to what they were saying. So I cannot share with
you
because I don't
know. I'm going to ask Tish to send it to you right now. I was waiting for it, but I didn't think it was out yet.
Oh, it's out. I've got it. It's on the UN website, live webcast thing there. So, well, sir, it sounds like 10 days from whenever, and it's sometime going to be this week, is going to be when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. That's going to be a good one, and we appreciate it. Again, thank you for all the nuggets. We appreciate it. And have a great Wednesday. Hopefully it's our wealth-found, wealth-in-our-hands Wednesday. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
707 area code, you are on.
Okay, thank you. I have a three-part question, but the first part might erase the second one and third one.
Okay.
So the first one is, have you heard or do you know if there will be a requirement for us to be given a 90-day trust by the bank, with the bank as the trustee? Do we have to put our funds in that skeletal trust they keep talking about?
I'm going to tell you the clearest way I know how to tell you. Whoever told you that is an idiot. Whoever's putting it out is an even bigger idiot. And there is no way, a bank can require you to put your money in any document that they control, period. There's no way a bank can require you to get a skeletal trust or any kind of trust in order to exchange. Absolutely is not true. They're absolutely lying to you and lying to everybody that's listening to them. And all you guys have to do is pick up the phone, if you don't believe me, and call any bank in the country, any bank, big, small, sideways, ask them if you bring money in there, can they make you put it in a trust in order to exchange it? Ask them. Not one bank in this country will say yes, because that is the biggest lie going around the internet. And whoever the idiot is putting it out, telling people, they're going to have to get a trust or a skeletal trust in order to exchange. It's just a bold-faced lie. And tell them I said so. And I'm tired of hearing it. And we've been hearing it for months. And these are good people trying to do the right thing. And they're just putting out a bunch of BS for whatever reason. I mean, I guess they don't have anything else to talk about or something. But it doesn't even make any sense. Or they're just trying to sell you a trust so you'll have it before you go in. I mean, it's the only thing I can see. You do not need a trust in order to exchange your currency.
Well, I just spoke with my trust attorney yesterday morning, and she said that the trust I have, it's just a family trust, you know, but that if I, that would suffice for if that is a requirement. But I'm like you, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But I just, that's the one thing that kind of frightens me about it, but I guess that's...
Don't be, because it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
It's not even a percentage point true. There's no truth to it at all, none.
Good. Well, as I said, my first question's been answered, and it doesn't bring up the third one, second or third one. I really appreciate it, and I know it's tough on you because you hear it so much, but it's tough on us too. So thanks for being there with an answer.
All right, and I know
very
it is, and it's not tough because I hear it so much because I do because everybody sends me everything, but it just upset me how much it's affecting people like you and people who are concerned with this or worried about it for no good reason when they could be worried about, you know, planning their future and doing the right thing instead of sitting around worried about something that doesn't even make, you know, good sense.
Well, you know, the one reason it really concerns everybody, I guess, is what Ray has always said, that if you put your money in a trust, you no longer own that money, and then it's, you take it out, it's taxable. So,
well, that is true. I mean, if you put it in the trust owns it. So,
true. So there's good reason for that concern, and that's why I can't see. I agree with you that I can't see any sense whatsoever in having the bank require us to do something like that.
No.
If I agree to leave my money in that bank, why do I have to have it in a trust that's going to cost me money? So
you absolutely
so I really
do not.
It.
You do not have to have it in a trust to do an exchange. Absolutely
all
not.
Right. All right, that's certainly a relief for your answer. Thank you, Tony.
All right, have a great day, sir.
Okay.
Ray, you there? No, Ray?
Uh-oh. Oh.
Okay. In that case, I guess Ray went to lunch or something without us, guys. So, you still here? Oh, let me see. Maybe he doesn't know he's on mute. I mean, he should know. Okay. I can still hear me, too. What I can't hear is Ray and the next person in line. That's what we're waiting for. So,
okay.
I don't know what it is. Oh, there he
is.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it now. 514. Area code. You're on. Okay. 404. Area code. You're on. No 404? Are you speaking? No? Okay. 501 area code, you're on.
Is that me?
That's you.
I just have to ask this question, Tony. Since you can't, they told you not to say it on your show, can you tweet it out later?
I don't think so. Well, I'm pretty sure there are a bunch of people keep texting me, talking about, give it to me. I can't do that either. So we'll just hold on for a while, okay?
Okay, well, somebody told me nothing beats a failure but a try.
There you go.
Thank you both.
Every time.
Thank you both. Yeah, thank
okay.
you both very much.
Take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
870, area code, you are on.
Bring me back a chicken sandwich from Popeyes and a paper. I'll be great. Hold on, line. Hey, how y'all doing today, Ray and Tony?
Hey, all right.
Hey,
how about you?
Personally,
I'm doing.
I think you should go get your own chicken sandwich. In case you got to stand in line and fight, you can fight your own fight.
Nah, I got
no?
accounting for that.
Oh. Wait, I just got to
no.
let me break it here for a second. Hold on a second, because I just think this is ludicrous, too. I think a lot of things are, but I don't even know if Ray knows about it. But if you guys don't know, and you can Google this, it's actually on the internet where people are at Popeyes physically fighting to get these chicken sandwiches.
Really?
I mean, and they're not fighting each other in line. They're fighting the people who work there because they ran out of chicken sandwiches. They got guys jumping over the counter, going through the drive-thru window. I mean, literally got out of his car, went in the window, and they're fighting the workers because they ran out of chicken sandwiches. Go online and look. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, only at Popeyes. They want the chicken so bad. The police are arresting people across the country for fighting over chicken sandwiches. Anyway, go ahead. Just a little bit of news because y'all didn't know.
Well, I thought all that chicken came from, I thought all that chicken came from Tyson Foods anyway.
I don't know where it
That's
came from, but they putting something in there that got people fighting over it. I know that.
It must be
I'm
that special
to go
recipe,
get
man.
One.
Okay, no,
what's
Tony,
going on?
I want to commend you for what you were saying Monday when that guy called in and he was talking about this probably in around next year, and you told him straight. I want to commend you for that because I think everybody out here needs to hear that. Because a lot of people out here, you know, being discouraged, you know, I hear the desperation in their voice. I come up here and hear these, I listen to y'all call every day. And some of them be, you know, make me smile. You know, I hear the, you know, hear the desperation. And I just want to tell people, hey, just be patient. If the man says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's all I can say. But till the meantime, go buy more dung or do what you need to do. But you said a little while ago that the if you had $38, go buy more dung. Has the rate of the dung went down to $38 now?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was $39 or $40 per million for a dung. Yeah. Why, what have you been paying?
I last my pay from Wells Fargo, it was around 47 plus that shipping tax.
Oh.
That's why I was asking.
And it's still good. Wells Fargo could be different, but I think most people are paying that. I think it was only $39 or maybe it was $47 at TravelX. I can't really remember. But it's below $50. Let's say that. Even if it was $50, what your return is going to be, even at 47 cents, $470,000 for $50, why wouldn't you do that every week and every day if you had $50? But at least every week, because you're going to spend that much on Popeye's chicken.
Well, I know that here in Hope, Arkansas, they don't have them banks right here. The only bank close to me in Wells Fargo is in Texarkana. Arkansas, that's 30 miles from me, so I'm going to go back over there and keep on buying more dung. So, well, let me get out y'all way, gentlemen. Y'all have a great afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank
All
you.
All right, thank you, sir.
626 area code, you are on.
Yes, sir. Is that me, Ray?
That is you.
Okay, buddy. Hey, how you guys feeling today? How you feeling, Ray?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Tony?
I'm super fantastic, my friend.
All right. That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. Yeah, like I told you on the other call, you've answered a lot of the questions that a lot of people were thinking about. Now, one thing with mine, I have one thing I wanted to ask, but I might have to go see a CPA. I was going to retire, but I'll be 65 this year. But if I don't retire, if I do retire, then I got to pay back whatever I get. But if I don't work, how can I pay back anything? Unless, how would that work with the case at hand? If I don't work and this goes through this year, how would that come into play for me? Do you have an idea?
I have no idea. And that's why I tell people in your situation to talk to the professionals. So,
okay.
See what you qualify for. Go down there and tell them, hey, you know, my Uncle Joey said he's getting ready to pass away and he's going to leave me $50 million. How's that going to affect me? For $5. And let them tell you how it's going to affect you. Or, hey, if I win the lottery, how does that affect me? So you will know what benefits you'll lose and what you won't. But that is definitely something you guys should know. If you want any kind of assistance at all, getting any kind of money or benefits, you should know. Because if you want to go exchange, you might not want to exchange in your name. I don't know. So if I had some parentheses, I probably would have put that in parentheses for you. But it might be worth making a phone call to somebody. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ray, I think we got two lines open.
No, that was that was somebody talking or something.
Right.
I guess I'll have to do that later on today. But thanks again for everything you guys do, and how's that lady coming along from my friend who passed away, the webmaster. She's still in need.
Well, they got what they needed for this month, and that's what I told them. That's all we can do is do a month at a time and see what happens, and hopefully this won't drag in the next month and they'll be taken care of. But they did get the last $800 that they needed. So thank you for that, and thank everybody who contributed to that. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, listen, we just have to hurry up and wait. Remember in the Army? Hurry up and wait.
Yep, hurry up and wait. That's what we do.
and that's exactly what I'm doing. So I tell everybody, what else you got going for yourself?
That's right. What else? I mean, you know what? Tomorrow's going to come anyway, we hope. Or next month's going to come anyway, we hope. The only difference is we could still look at it as I could possibly become a millionaire. What can you do? I'm in the game. I'm still here. I'm still participating. So it still works for me. Whether it's this afternoon, tomorrow morning, or 3 weeks from now, it still works for me.
One guy told me, you're always doing something. I go, hey, you're never doing nothing. So who's going to benefit? The guy who's swinging or the guy who's just leaning on the bat?
Yeah. Watching you swing. But, okay. We're still in the game. All right. Thank
great.
You, sir.
Well, you guys have a nice day now. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Right,
770.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings.
How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous.
We're fantastic.
Okay, awesome. I have two comments. Well, one comment and one question. Basically, I really wanted to give you guys some credit. But I think I was just someone just called just a few minutes ago to do that. But I want to emphasize it, the credit part of it. Last week, I am referencing a gentleman that called, and he was so boring and so deadpan. He was. And he just wouldn't take it that the RV would happen. And I think Tony asked him, when do you think it would happen? And he said, next year sometimes. And I think you said, well, then why don't you take a break and come back next year? And if it's still around, there you go. And it was kind of an awesome way of handling it. And I was on the edge of my seat because I thought that Ray was going to come over there and just hang up on him. but the way you guys handled that, that was awesome. You know, that was really awesome because I am sure. But he was humble enough to hold the line for a little while. But anyways, I think you guys did a great job on that. My question is, what would you guys do in negotiation? Suppose, let's just pick a number. You have $50 million dongs, okay? And you know what the rates are, what the potentials are, 227 and 6. You want 7. Is that a real attainable number or whatever the number is? Tony, how would you approach that if it was you?
Okay. If it was me, yes. I want the $6 because I know I'm not going to get above the contract rate. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
So I want the max that I can get. So if it's $6, then okay, give me that and let's work from there. The only thing I have to negotiate with is once you give me the $6, how much of it stays here, how much you're going to pay me for it, and for how long. That's all I need to negotiate. Right.
Okay. Just the interest rate and time.
Yeah. How long and how much? Because I'm not going to spend it anyway. Because I'm smart enough to know I don't spend my money. I spend my money's money, and I'll wait for my interest to get started to do all that and move it ahead. But I'm not negotiating the rate now. If I don't get the contract rate, and the rate is 227. Now we might have to negotiate. Well, I know the contract rate was 6, so there got to be some room in there. So 227, give me $3. Give me $4. Or I can come back later. Let me watch the market and see what happens. But now you're gambling with the dong. I mean, with the dinar, I think is going to run up. I don't think that the dong is going to go that fast. So I can't get that up. Now I need, if I take the 227, then you're going to have to give me the max interest rate for the max period of time and all my benefits. I got to get something else out of this. Now, I know contract rate was $6, so you should be able to give me another 50 cents, 60 cents, whatever it is you want to go for. And try
That's
another
if they
dollar.
Run out of the contract rate.
If they run out the contract rate.
I see.
See how flexible they are based on how much you have. You could have gave me that. But nothing beats a failure but a try, right?
Okay. Awesome. How is it in terms of time? How long would you hold it for? How long would you like the money up for? What's the maximum?
I personally can go in 5-year increments. And I want to lock in that, 10, 12, whatever the interest rate I get in 5-year increments, based on how much money you have, but it's always renewable, at the end of that 5 years, for another 5 years. Or you could say 2 years, renewable in 2 years, and do it in 2-year increments if you don't know what's going on in your circumstances.
Right.
I know I will have enough. I don't need that money for 5 years, and my money is going to give me enough interest that I can live for 5 years, because I've already done everything else that I need to do. And that's what you need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Any period of time. Am I going to need that lump sum of money? Nope. It's going to give me $10,000-$20,000 a month or $100,000 a month for the next 3 years, 4 years. That's all I need. Because once you buy house, cars, boats, planes, trains, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right.
I mean, who actually goes out and spends $3 million a month or $1 million a month having dinner, buying drinks, going to see the world? I don't know.
Yeah. But I thought you said earlier that you don't want to give you money in one bank. Maybe you would put it in two banks. Would they?
Maybe you will.
But would that cut against you, though, in terms of getting the highest rate you can?
Well, I don't know. I got $100 million.
Right.
They're going to give me $6. Okay, well, they're going to give me $6. It turned out to be $600 million.
Okay.
Or, no, let me get something reasonable.
Okay.
The average person, get. I'm going to get $100 million, because everybody will probably get $100 million, right? No, maybe 60 million. Okay, so I'm gonna negotiate on half of it in this bank. So first of all, I want them to give me the highest rate, and we're gonna discuss that first. Then I'll say I'll leave half of it here, and I'm gonna take this other half and I'm gonna leave it at this bank. So now, if I want to do a short term, I'm gonna do for 2 years and see which one of you guys give me the best service, best return, along with the interest rate, right?
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to create competition.
Okay.
This much goes in there. This much I'm getting interest on. You do what you want. This much I want to invest. Whoever's giving me the best investment opportunities, at the end of 2 years, I'm going to move all of it from this bank over to this bank. And then I'm going to deal with that one bank, because now I know what they can do and what kind of return they're giving me on my money.
Okay. So the question is, well, what comes to mind right now is that it's okay then, if they give you everything you want, to leave it at that one, at that particular bank that you've been negotiating with, instead of splitting it.
If they give you everything you want, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's all you want. But if you're trying to see which one is the best, then you have to create competition between them.
Well, if they don't give you the max or what you would consider to be the max, then you can split it, I guess. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. I really, really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Have a good one. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, sir. Wrap-up time.
That's it?
Yep.
Man, I was just getting started. All right, guys. It's still a great, great day. Today is a great day. Still information coming out. There's still advertising on TV telling everybody this is what the coins are going to do. This is what the lower denom's going to do. And it is in the coming days. The majority of the banks are sitting there right now, twiddling their thumbs, telling me they're waiting for 800 numbers to come out. But they told me that yesterday and the day before too, which is okay with me. If they're waiting and anticipating every day, so am I. Now, they do have a window of opportunity they're looking at. It's great timing for us. So all we got to do is hold on. That's it. Hold on. We know it's coming. More and more information is coming out every day. More and more articles like the one I sent you out yesterday, explaining to everybody that this is real. This is how they plan on doing it. And this is why they plan on doing it. That article explained every single thing you needed to know. It just didn't tell you what day and time, but it is, in fact, happening. So let's just hold on and enjoy our future. It's going to be a bright one. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you guys Friday, only if I have to, because I hope to talk to you before then. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Are you ready?
That I can make it through.
You walk into your season.
Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe. Better. I believe.
Are you ready?
God will provide
for your miracle.
I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe. I know it's already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey.
Oh, you gotta believe. They have to bow down. Your time will get saved. Encourage somebody.
joy cometh in the morning.
I don't remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Conference recording, press 1. Return. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here.